Friday, November 13th, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Normally, we would be digging into what to expect with a new president coming in January. I'm going to try for normalcy, but nothing about what we are experiencing today resembles the normal that I remember. There is still some bona fide uncertainty. Will Republicans accept election results of the two senatorial runoff candidates in Georgia if they lose? Republicans seem unable to imagine that happening legally. Democrats have never had a chance in one of these elections in the South before, so never put any resources into them. They will use a blank checkbook to finance campaigns this time. No expense will be spared. This is for all the marbles for who controls Congress for the next 2 years. The outcome will impact everything. Trump will not be on the ballot in this election. Will he show up to campaign? Biden will. This is where protests and counter-protests could get started. They are doing a recount by hand, and if they find anything that they cannot reconcile, that would throw gas on the fire. All heck could break loose. This is a tinderbox soaked in fuel oil waiting for a match. Control of the Senate will determine whether JRB has any chance of advancing his agenda. He wants to move to carbon-free by 2050. He wants to raise taxes on the rich and make Iowa farmland taxable in estates again. They will move forward with new gun control legislation. How far will be determined by the size of the backlash they want to create in 2 years. I think that they would do some good things, too, such as make Obamacare better and enact a constitutional version if SCOTUS goes that far. We need to make health care general in the United States in order to make it efficient and cost-effective. The GOP has promised an alternative now for years and years. They're scared to show the public their version because it would likely not be popular. They need to get DACA taken care of and make immigration reasonable again. My idea and others as to what is reasonable immigration would differ. The wall was a poor waste of resources to me. Donald J. Trump couldn't get it done in a Democratic constitutional government. I'm on the fence as to who I want to control Congress. There are things in the Biden agenda that I oppose, but it is also bothersome to me that divided government has worked to make sure that none of our major problems get fixed, and most times are not even seriously discussed. Divided government stalls governance. That is costing us too. The insolvency of Social Security used to be decades away, and wouldn't you know it, doing nothing about it let time run out. Republicans had no trouble spending money the last 4 years. They had trillion-dollar deficits built into the budget before the COVID panic ever showed up. Now that went to trillions, as in plural. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. There is a GOP deficit that the Democrats love to hitch their sled to. Of course, they see it as an opportunity. Democrat control would have them spend like crazy with no check or balance. There is no way they could cover that with revenue, so the Fed will create money, which I think would eventually lead us into an inflation cycle. The Green New Deal doesn't scare me as much as it does some. I see it as creative destruction. Yes, jobs will be lost, but many new ones will be created. That is change. Some people loathe change and others embrace it. I am cautious, but I think that climate change will drive things whether we like it or not. I do accept science. How science became so political was a major surprise to me. This wealth structure that is profiting today fights such change. I do not think that we can or should stop it. We can manage it, and digging in our heels trying to block everything is not the right approach. Letting something become inevitable by doing nothing works until the inevitable gets there. Then it becomes a crisis that could have been avoided. What is the GOP climate plan? They just put climate change deniers in charge and rake in political contributions from big oil. That is not a plan that works for the country. There is much that I do not have figured out about how a Biden administration will tackle. Trade is in that category. I do not think that another round of global trade war was appealing at all, which I think would happen in a second Trump term. He was withdrawing from the global trade rules-based order, moving toward an extreme version of America First. Phase one is working out pretty well, but it is considered a timeout for our election that would move in another direction again next year. I think that Biden will be tougher on China than other Democratic predecessors. I hope not so tough that phase one gets blown up. The election has so far decided what? Not as much as some expected. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.